gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. This is the morning show where you learn everything you need to know about dating, masculinity, relationships, attraction, the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating game as a man in this modern world. And speaking of that, gentlemen, that is exactly what we are going to talk about in today's episode. The topic for today is how to find real love as a man in this modern world for dating and marriage. And in fact, my thumbnail, if you saw it, said 98% of men aren't doing this. What is this? What exactly am I talking about when I say this? Listen, here's what you need to know. I have found that finding love in this world is completely possible. There are so many amazing people out there, and you might be surprised how many amazing women are out there thinking to themselves, I wish I could find love. I wish I could find the type of guy who will treat me good, who will be an amazing partner to me, who I can have an exciting, adventurous life with. The problem is, of course, finding those people. The problem is getting those people attracted to you. The problem is figuring out how to make that whole equation work so that you can actually enjoy the process and not be stressed out about it all the time and frustrated. And admittedly, when it doesn't work right, it is very frustrating. So gentlemen, I'm going to give you four steps today that are really going to help you understand a part of this that isn't always talked about. And the truth of the matter is, finding love as a man today is more possible than ever. Don't listen to these negative people out here. Do not listen to these naysayers. There are a lot of bitter people in the dating sphere who talk about dating who are all doom and gloom, but it is not all doom and gloom, gentlemen. The world is an amazing place. There are more amazing opportunities for dating than ever. You just have to know how to go about it the right way. And I am here to help you, gentlemen. So these four steps were crucial to my journey. If I wouldn't have learned these things, I wouldn't have conquered my own dating journey and found an amazing dating life for myself, creating the dating life of my dreams. And that's really my story. That's why I'm so passionate about helping people. If you're missing any of these four steps, gentlemen, it's probably going to be frustrating for you. So I'm just going to lay them out here as simply as I can to help you understand how you can use them to find real love in the modern world as a man, and how you can actually make it a fun experience. And you can actually use it as an experience to not only make yourself happier and more satisfied with life, but also so that you can broadcast the type of attraction metrics that women are looking for. So step number one, learn to love yourself. This is so crucial. And men far too often do not talk about this in the proper way. We want to be masculine gentlemen. We want to be the types of men who, when we look in the mirror, we admire ourselves and we think, wow, you are actually doing a great job. You're doing all the things you should do. You're taking care of yourself. You're maintaining your health and wellness, right? So we want to be cultivating this love for ourselves. And where does this come from? This comes from, number one, believing it and having some compassion for ourselves despite our flaws. And number two, constantly bettering ourselves, working on self-development to prove to ourselves that we are worthy of this kind of self-admiration. And this is an important part of the process, gentlemen. Step number two, learn to invest in yourself. Every single day, we invest our time and our money and our energy into all kinds of different things. But are you your primary investment? If not, you should really make that transition. Start investing in yourself with your time. Start going to workouts more. Start eating better foods. Start putting aside money for your financial goals to build the life you want. Start looking for the career that is going to make you happy, that's going to bring you fulfillment. And I'm not talking about just chasing happiness. I'm talking about chasing what is right for you, doing what is actually going to be good for your life. This is so crucial. Step number three, learn to be comfortable with yourself. A lot of men are extremely uncomfortable being by themselves. They're very lonely. They feel very isolated. They feel like they don't have any friends. They feel like they don't have any connection, right? A lot of men feel touch starved, touch deprived. Okay. These are very real things. However, when we do not learn to be comfortable with ourselves to the point where we can be alone for a while and just be very happy and comfortable in our own presence because we love ourselves, this is going to send out those vibes that when we get around other people, are going to be desperate, needy vibes. These vibes are going to push other people away. I know that this sounds kind of like mystical, but it's not mystical. It's actually very human behavior centric. And it is so crucial for us to learn to be completely at peace with ourselves, so much so that when other people spend time around us, they feel at peace. And that brings me around to Step number four, begin applying these amazing qualities to other people. Listen, when you learn to love yourself the best way possible, you're going to be better equipped to love others. When you learn to invest in yourself in the best way possible, this is going to teach you how to better invest in others. And when you learn how to be comfortable with yourself, this is going to help you learn how to make others comfortable in your presence. And as a man, this could not be more crucial. All of these things are so important. So man, this process right here is literally a step-by-step method for how to work out those demons, those bad energies, those things that might be keeping you from being able to interface with the people you want to date, and work it out to where those people will actually be attracted to you instead of feeling weirdness in your energy. And that first impression, that positive first impression, could be all that you need to start tipping the scales, getting more numbers, getting more dates, getting more women actually interested in getting to know the amazing guy that you are. So gentlemen, that's all I have to say on this one. That's going to be it for this episode. And once again, if you need any help in your dating life, schedule a free 15-minute discovery call with me. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I also offer a complete dating and masculinity transformation system. You can find all this stuff down in the description. I've also written some books to help you. But gentlemen, it all starts with this four-step process. If you actually do this in your life, make an effort to do this every single day, you're going to see massive transformative results. This has worked for me, and it can work for you as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for another episode of Josh Segafis in the Morning. Go with grace, never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.